Well, let's start with your first song, and I think we'll bring out a lot more threads of your life through your music. What was the first song that you picked?
It's Alto Rhapsody by Brahms, and I wanted to pick something to reflect the classical music that I grew up with. I went to an incredible number of concerts before I was about 7 or 8, and I saw the Beatles and corrupted me after that. But I grew up to start going to classical concerts when I was about 2 or so, and I never had any trouble my sitting through them, and I always tried to listen to each of the parts very clearly, and so I could tell what, you know, when the trombone was playing and the violins and the flutes and all the things, and I'd listen to everything very intently as to trying to sort through and hear all the different parts that were being played. The thing particularly that Brahms represented to me spiritually was somebody who could transform gloom and despair. And the Alto Rhapsody, he wrote this when a woman that he was in love with was getting married to somebody else. It's about the triumph of love. It's in German, so I couldn't translate exactly what it says because I don't speak German. But I just sort of thought, God, this guy, out of a despair or hurt, makes this incredibly beautiful music, and I want to learn that too. I want to learn how to, when something, rather than to take something painful and turn it into something ugly, how do you make something of beauty and power out of pain? And that's what that represents to me. This also reflects one of the divisions that I also wanted to say, is that classical music to me represented sort of an attempt to create the divine in the sense of something lofty and perfect. That is one kind of music to me, and other parts of the things is epitomized by folk music, which is creating the beauty out of the ordinary, and showing how the little things in life can be transformed into something greater. And that's another kind of music, and the kind that I have more gravitated toward in my life as I've grown up, because the classical music seemed too forced, or that I didn't feel like I could do it. It seemed too lofty. I was drawn towards just seeing the beauty in the everyday rather than creating something perfect.
Well, then I think we should listen to it. This is Jim Schatz, Song of the Soul. His first song is Brahms' Alto Rhapsody.